Member Corner. Quote, if you want to maximize your wellness later in life, do the best you can to stay cognitively, socially, and physically active. Jeffrey Burr, PhD, Professor of Gerontology, UMass Boston. How do you stay active in retirement? Quote, I joined an organization called the Mohawk Valley Braille Transcribers Association. We are a group of volunteers who transcribe textbooks into Braille for blind and visually impaired students around the country. I've also started learning to play the mountain dulcimer, and I've recently learned to play mahjong. I'm a member of the board of directors for the Clinton Central School District Foundation, which helps me stay connected with the school. I've organized a book club with some of my retired colleagues, and I actively participate in our Clinton Retired Teachers Association. Sherry Hunter, NYSTER's member since 1981, retired from Clinton Central School District in 2012. Quote, we purchased a cottage on a local lake in the year I retired and have spent the years since building additions and remodeling, creating beautiful living spaces indoors and out. I love to garden. It's 2 acres with flowers, a few veggies, apples, and blueberries, and a wildflower meadow. I'm a pretty avid bird watcher and love nature. I continue to lead a music ministry in my church and pursue music and singing in several different groups, guitar, ukulele, dulcimer, in our winter campground home. I also enjoy working with Alcohol Inc. and have taught a number of classes in this medium. Deborah Forkey, NYSTER's member since 1972, retired from Pioneer Central School District in 2006.